ridiculous.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. I'm in a new background.
Yes. Welcome to another exciting quarantine-isode of I'm Horrified.
I'm Horrified. We have some housekeeping news, which is due to the length and intensity of these quarantine-isodes, we are going to switch to just one upload a week.
We did not expect the quarantine to go on this long. I'm sure you guys didn't either.
Yeah, well, we were bridging the storm with gusto, and now we're tired. So, not tired. We're gonna focus on making one excellent quarantine-isode for you.
Per week.
Every week. And on that note, we're doing something ridiculous today.
Yes, definitely. But yeah, look forward to those on Mondays in your feed. You'll still be getting them. And then someday we'll be together and we'll finally record our 100th episode.
My God. It's, at that point it'll be like our 130th because we've done so many of these.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll just pretend it's our 100th. my stars. Well, Samantha, what are we doing today?
Today, you guys, I think we have something pretty fun. Something that we and our friends often do at parties, and this is true. This is just something that often comes up. Our fun rounds of fuck, marry, kill. Exactly. And you might be wondering what fuck, marry, kill or FMK is.
Or French marry, kill if it's, you know, you're a Christian.
If it's PG-13.
Right, if you're a Christian, you can't be Frenching whoever you want. But
side hug, marry, kill.
Or killing anyone. So.
Side hug, marry, ignore the church function.
Bingo.
but basically you're given three people or, you know, thoughts, and you have to decide which of them you would like to have one passionate night with.
But just one.
Just one. Which of them you'd like to marry. And this is actually interesting, Al. Some people think the marry category is for a sustained partnership with many passionate nights. And some people think it's a platonic marriage, meaning that you never get to have sex with them.
That doesn't make sense.
I agree. I think we're saying in ours, it's you do get to have sex with whoever you marry.
Yeah. It's the difference is like which one you want to bang, which one you want a wife. Like that's the distinction.
Absolutely.
But laying that rule down right now.
And then finally, kill. One of them you have to remove from this earth.
You must murder one.
You have to murder one. And it's with your hands.
Yep. You have to watch the light leave their eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
A little more.
We love to play it because we're sociopaths.
Yes, exactly. It is true that sometimes we have conversations that anyone else would be like, wow, put those people in jail.
Yeah. Well, we've had conversations like the three of our boyfriends, me, you, and our partial co-host Becky, like fuck, marry, kill. And we'll get into like, well, I feel you could forgive me for the murder of, you know, your boyfriend.
But absolutely.
You could never forgive me.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. We've gotten deep into the fuck, marry, kill, like what are the ethical implications of each one? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
that's a big thing for us.
But so today we've come up with four FMK scenarios, and we're gonna debate them out and come up with the correct answer for each of them.
The correct answer. Like we have to come to a consensus. And I will also say that we each kind of thought of a couple and then decided to each do two out of our list. And Sam went in what we'll call the classic direction with human beings.
Yes.
For the most part. I, for some reason, it didn't even cross my mind. Like, it doesn't even cross my mind that my entire list was either objects or concepts. Like, I just was in a very sort of, like, surrealist mood today.
Your third eye was open while you were thinking.
One of mine that we're not going to do today was, like, barbecue foods. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why I was just in that kind of mood. So we're going to stagger. We're going to do a person FMK and then one of my crazy ones and then a personal one and then an object / concept one. Great. So that's, if you're concerned about the consistency between our fuck, marry, kills, I would say, what are you doing here? Clearly don't know us at all. But Sam, the first one's yours. So tell us what decision we're going to have to be making.
Absolutely. And I got this off the internet somewhere. I don't know where. But fuck, marry, kill. Harry Potter, Edward Cullen, Christian Grey.
Now, this one feels easy on the surface.
I don't know that it really is.
I don't know that it is.
Because I think 2 out of 3 of them are going to be very boring in bed. Yes. And I'm sorry to Harry Potter fans, but I just don't think he's going to be great in the sack.
I don't think he is either. I think it's
I don't know what it is.
It's going to be uninspired.
If you said to me Daniel Radcliffe, I'd be like, I bet he can come up with something interesting. I don't know that Harry Potter can.
Absolutely. I think Daniel Radcliffe is a dynamite lover. Yeah. No question about it.
But I just don't know.
That's why, because he listens. All right. That's all I'm going to say. He listens.
So that's something I'd like to put on the table about Harry Potter. I'd also say with Edward Cullen, I don't think he's a dynamite lover necessarily.
So either.
Bella is into it, but she also seems to pass out most times that they have sex. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
She's also a child when they meet. So
yeah. So make of that what you will. And then the thing about Christian Grey, I don't know who else here has read the books or seen the movies. I've done both. Is that as much as he's going to like tie you up, you know what I mean? As much as it's going to be like in a red silk room, like you're just going to end up kind of having missionary sex with him, which
it's very true,
but it's not as adventurous as you might think it will be. I found when I read.
I agree. When I read it, I was like, I don't mean to be a freak, but is that all?
Like when you haven't read it, it's like, oh my God, like 50.
Wow, it must be so peak. But it's mostly just like him smacking her a couple times, then being like, let's have sex. And I'm like, well, not my craziest Tuesday night. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
I mean, we're both boring, but
very vanilla human beings. But I was like, I'm expecting some crazy things out of it.
Ready to have to Google stuff. Do you know what
I mean? Absolutely, I was. And I think that was a disappointment. So while you think that the F and the FMK would be Christian Grey, I don't think so.
I don't
know. You want to know who I think it is? You want to know who I think it is?
Who's the F?
Edward Cullen. Because he's the only one who can give you something that they can't, which is whatever having sex with a vampire is like.
That
wasn't explained enough in Twilight, and I have some questions, is all I'm
saying. No, I think you're so right. It might be interesting because he's very cold. So that might be an interesting experience.
You just wear a blanket, or
you just are bundled up.
I'm saying it's a one-time.
Yeah.
One-time chime here, and then you've had that experience. You could tell everybody about it. You could talk to your friends about it. You could write a book about it.
I had a night with a vampire.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the other two are just men.
Yeah.
Which,
with a vampire's penis.
That's even the real options that we have is one of the lowest on the totem pole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I would say he's the F.
I think you're right.
A. So, but how do you feel about that? Do you think that that's true?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think canonically he is a good lover, even though Bella does not get into, again, enough details.
It's more about the curiosity.
And it's, it would be a one time I had sex with a vampire, real exciting thing.
Exactly. Even if it's bad, it's like, well, it wouldn't be a waste of your time.
Yes.
Thing.
Absolutely.
For like research purposes. So there's that. So now we have the ask of who do we marry and who do we murder out of Harry Potter and Christian Grey. I mean, this one feels easy for me.
I feel like we gotta marry Potter.
We do. Oh, I didn't even get that at first.
You get it?
Wow. I really didn't. Oh boy.
I think canonically he's a very good dad. I think he would be a good partner.
Yes, absolutely.
I think he would value family because he grew up kind of without a supportive family network.
It does seem like he's a good partner. I mean, he's a good friend. You know, he's a good friend. He cares deeply about other people. It also seems like he, because we get a lot of his, like, kind of internal feelings in the book, and I feel like he values the opinions and strengths of women equally to men.
Absolutely true.
I don't know why I feel that way, but I feel like that came across in the novels. Yeah. So I think that's a good thing to build a heterosexual partnership on.
Yeah, the only
got it.
The only canonical negative I could think for him is that I feel like he's going to be a workaholic, you know, in his
older
years. So that will just be something that maybe a little bit of like family counseling or maybe some like special weekends away that can be fixed. But
his vibe is not dissimilar to my partner's, which is like he's a Virgo, which we know that Harry Potter is a Virgo.
Is he a Virgo?
I don't know if he is. No, he's not a Virgo.
But I think he might be a Cancer like your girl here.
Wow, that's tough. What? It's hard for you too.
The Cancers or we will cry.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, God. but no, he's not, I guess he's not a Virgo, but he just gives off Virgo energy so hard. And he might be a Virgo cusp because Virgos are in September. So.
Let me Google. He might be a Leo actually.
Oh no, is he? No, he's not. I don't think he's a Leo. Oh, maybe he is.
He is a Leo. He was born on July 31st. Oh,
okay. All right. So I thought it was the end of August.
Cancer and Leo.
We don't need to spend time talking about this. But no, he has just kind of like a similar vibe of like my partner who's very like, do the right thing. But sometimes like I'm the Ron who's like, I just want to fuck off. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, all I want to do is nothing. And he's like, but we have to do the thing that we said we would do. Like, we were going to go to the post office today. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to do that.
We have to.
But Harry and Ron are good friends.
Yeah. So. There you go.
We find a way to make it work.
And congratulations, Ron. He and his girlfriend just had a baby in real life.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, good. He always seemed like the wayward one.
No, and his girlfriend, which I sent this to our friend Becky because she loves this movie, was the lead in a very important movie for British tweens called Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
Oh, I remember that one. Yes, she loved that movie.
You love that movie. Yeah. I feel all British tweens kind of loved it. And she was, Rupert Grint's girlfriend was the lead in that film. So Becky was very excited.
That's exciting for them. all right, so we've got it. Fuck, marry, kill. It's Edward Cullen, Harry Potter, and then Christian Grey, he's out.
Yeah, I don't think we need him. I don't think he's going to bring anything to us. The only thing he would bring to us is an outrageous amount of wealth.
Which doesn't hurt, but Harry Potter has that.
And so does Edward Cullen.
Yeah, he could throw some money at you.
Yeah. They're both magical, and Christian Grey is just a man, so.
Just one man. That's so true. Yeah. We should have voted him out for that alone. Okay, now we get to go to one of mine.
Yes.
I feel like I was high when I wrote these down. I really wasn't. Somebody's coming in. I'm recording a podcast right now. Oh. Oh, you just went like, oh, no.
Hello.
You gotta come get it. This is interruption to our scheduled programming. Well, if you're gonna say hi to Sam, you have to say hi to all the listeners too.
Hi, all the listeners.
Hi, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
All right, now, that's enough of that. This is my moment. So my fuck, marry, kill is going to be not a man, not a woman, but we're going to discuss the primary colors, which, if you can recall from childhood, are red, blue, and yellow. Not green, not purple. What's the other one? Orange, not orange. Red, blue, yellow. Primary colors. Fuck, marry, kill. What are your initial thoughts?
The thought that just entered my body was fuck red, marry yellow, kill blue. And I don't know why quite yet.
Oh, see. Okay. I get it. I think the red one. Yes.
Red is passion.
Red is passion.
Red is romance, but red is also fire. It burns out quickly. I don't know if I want that in my everyday life.
Me, blue is stability.
See, I guess it depends on the tone you're thinking of. If you're thinking of like a bright yellow, I see what you mean, but I'm thinking of like a relaxing, like neutral yellow.
I mean, I like yellow.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love yellow.
Would you marry yellow?
Would you have a child with yellow?
I feel my worry with blue.
The hard times.
I'm afraid that blue is going to be a little bit too moody. I think blue is going to be a lot to deal with as a partner.
Blue is a constant.
I don't know that blue is a constant.
I feel like there's a consistency to blue.
There's electric blue. You know what I mean? There's gray blue.
That's true.
If you wake up one morning all of a sudden and he's like cobalt, what are you going to do? Who's going to...
Yellow could be mustard.
I think mustard is a very dependable color. I love mustard.
Oh, boy. You're making a good case.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad we agree on red. Red is a one and done for sure.
Red's the one and done. Red, you can't do nothing with it after that.
One thing.
Say something else about yellow to convince me, because I'm just about there of agreeing with you.
I think yellow in its funner tones reminds me of like a tropical family vacation, but in its calmer tones reminds me of like a baby's nursery. And I think that's a good spectrum.
Oh, family. That's sweet. Okay. You got it.
Yes.
Also, blue feels too gendered to me.
Yeah, and maybe blue is a little too gendered.
I don't like that. Well, that's not blue's fault.
No, it's our fault as a society. That's our fault.
But still, you're right. You're right.
All right. Oh my God, we're doing it. So we're going to fuck red.
Mary
yellow.
I'm sorry, blue.
I'm sorry, blue. If there was another color here, maybe we would have married blue. But I just think in this lineup.
Let's quickly, for just like in a second, let's make a quick decision. Secondary colors, which are purple, orange, green.
Green. I think I'm fucking purple, marrying green, killing orange, unfortunately.
I'm fucking orange.
Ooh.
No, now I just thought of Donald Trump. Nope, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right.
Thank you. Right. Who would have thought the colors would be so just like, of course, like clear and easy?
That was very easy. Yep, absolutely. didn't take long at all.
I don't know what it is about the colors. Guys, please tweet at us if you strongly disagree about these colors.
Yeah, do you feel like we didn't give blue its day, or that's fine. Or that we're sort of slut-shaming red in a way. Red could be dependable. Red makes you hungry.
Hungry for sex.
Stop. You're putting her in a box.
You know.
No, that's true. We talked about that in the color episode, is that like the color red makes people hungry, which is why I'll like
a lot of the restaurants
and like Pizza Hut and like all those like fast food chain McDonald's like has. Oh, I want McDonald's. Oh my God, I'm hungry. I have like a banana over here that I didn't finish because it's like, well, I don't want a banana. I want french fries.
I'm going to cook dinner immediately upon this podcast ending. It's very exciting.
Me too. Okay. Sam, you're up next. What's your next one?
All right. Well, we couldn't let this opportunity pass us by without a little foray down Disney road. You knew it.
I knew it. Of course. I mean, you love it. I love it. We gotta do it.
We have to go there. So I just picked three of the princes that I'm the most attracted to, and that's what we're going to debate. So it's going to be Aladdin, Prince Eric, and Flynn Rider. Fuck, marry, kill. So that's Aladdin from Aladdin, obviously. Prince Eric is from The Little Mermaid, and Flynn Rider is from Tangled. For those of you who don't know them by name.
I immediately think I want to marry Prince Eric. Not because of any positive reason, but because he's a full idiot and I could kind of oversee the realm and kind of be like the Rasputin behind him calling the shots. Do you know what I mean?
I like that. I mean, I've always been very attracted to Prince Eric for no clear reason.
You really, really have.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Little Mermaid was one of my favorite movies. So yeah, maybe
you dyed your hair red in college.
Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah. You look good with red hair. I miss Fire Engine Red Hair Sam.
I miss Fire Engine Red Hair Sam as well, but she's expensive to maintain, unfortunately.
She really is. So that's what I would say. And then I find Flynn Rider to be kind of annoying.
But does he fuck better than Aladdin?
I mean, yes. Probably he does.
That's what I would say for Flynn Rider, is I think he's a man of experience, and I think he's got a sense of humor. And I think those two things would make for a very good night with him. I don't know that he would be a reliable partner.
Yeah, that's true. But it's kind of like, what's Aladdin going to do for you?
Yeah.
Jasmine, different story.
Absolutely.
That's a total package. But, yep, I think that's it. I think it's Mary Prince Eric, Franklin Rider. Aladdin, I'm sorry.
I'm attracted to him too, but in this mix-up, it's not right.
If Jasmine was in the mix, it would be different, but...
Let's say, if we replace Aladdin with Jasmine, what does that do for you?
I think that I would marry Jasmine.
Ooh. But she's not going to let you control the kingdom like Prince Eric will. She's
just- No, but I trust her to control her own kingdom. And then I feel like we would have like a fun like girl boss kingdom empire.
Oh, fun.
But not like bad girl boss, like girl wash your face. Like, I don't like that. We would, it would be very centered around intersectional feminism.
Absolutely.
So I think that together we would just like create like a fabulous brand for the, for all of Agrabah.
All right.
So yes, she's the winner, I think. I feel like marriage is usually the winner of like, that's my favorite one.
Yes.
Not necessarily. Oh,
but all right, so now we know. So we're gonna marry Prince Eric. We're fucking Flynn Rider. We're killing Aladdin, unfortunately.
Yeah, unless we're talking about Jasmine, in which case it shakes things up a bit. All right, last one. So I had this idea. I was like, just thinking of threes. I was like, what three things go together? And then I remembered in AP Psychology we learned about the id, ego, and superego, and I thought that's what I want to talk about. So get your textbooks out. Yep. I'm going to define for you what the id, ego, and superego are, because I didn't even remember either. I was just like, that's a funny concept. And then I read it, and I was like, yeah. So the id is the primitive and instinctual part of the mind that contains sexual and aggressive drives and hidden memories. Remember that, because that's going to come into play. The superego operates as a moral conscience. So that's the thing that stops you from doing terrible things. It's basically like the Ernie of the Bert and Ernie.
That.
And then the ego is basically what mediates the id and the superego. So it's kind of like this disgusting, perverted child running around and this super like librarian. And then there's one normal person in the middle who's like, everybody relax. You can have what you want sometimes. You can have what you want the other time. Now here's the thing.
Okay.
About that. Everyone's going to be like, oh, obviously, fuck the id, right? Hidden memories. Do you want your hidden memories to be involved in any way? Like, it's got, like, the sexual urges, yes, but it also has aggression. It also has, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know what's in there, is what I'm saying.
We don't.
You don't know what kind of Pandora's box you're opening. So that changes the discussion. But Sam, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I just, if I'm not fucking the id, I'm not attracted to the superego, right? He's too uptight for me.
No, but what happens sometimes with super uptight people when they
arguably, they release their id, Ellie.
Well, maybe that's the perfect balance. Maybe that's just a nice night that you get. Or it's the opposite of when, like, the superego gets freaky. It's like, all bets are off. Like, he's off the clock, basically.
What
I don't know why I'm saying he. It feels like the ego and the id and the superego are men, and the ego, the mediator, is a woman who's just being like, you both need to relax. But what do you think?
I would say in favor of fucking the superego, I guess I would say that I think you would have a very detailed, in-depth conversation beforehand about likes and dislikes, about kinks, yeses and nos, like all that stuff, because the superego would want to know the rules going into sexual congress with you. And that could lead to a very good sexual experience, because you guys would totally know, like, here's everything on the table,
right?
Here's what we're feeling and thinking.
Bland though it has the possibility to be.
Yes.
I feel like you're running away like a freight train if you choose id on on that. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's gonna happen with that.
My thought was like, for one night, like, let's be primitive, you know what I mean?
And unlock all of our deep-seated traumas.
Yeah.
Sexually. Boop. Definitely.
Okay, well, so here's this. If you can spend one night fucking your id, does it fix all your trauma?
No. No, Sam. There's no way that happens.
You got through it. You pegged.
You can't change him, basically.
If I peg my id, can I stop going to therapy? That's what I'm asking
you. No, you can't. Sam, I know you've been looking for the way out, but this isn't it. This isn't it. I feel like we know the answer here. I feel like in our heart of hearts, we know the answer here. But I mean, maybe this is where we diverge of you fuck the it and I wouldn't. Maybe that's how we're.
I don't promise that I'm fucking the it. I'm just trying to think it all through. Are we both married?
You don't even know what that means, Sam. You don't even know. You don't even know what you don't know. I feel like Tom Cruise and Matt Lauer, like you're Matt Lauer and I'm Tom Cruise during that awful interview where he's like, you're on drugs. Like society's on, you're glib, Matt. You're glib, Sam.
We're both married. No. Right?
What?
Yeah,
we didn't even mention that. Of course, yeah. Yes, of course.
You have to marry the ego. It's just a question of, is super ego going to be a very attentive and good lover, or is it going to be very, like, a little bit too prissy?
Maybe we can agree that you marry the ego, and the id and the super ego, it just depends on what kind of night you're trying to have.
Here's a new thought. A threesome.
Bingo bongo. Your super ego. We just healed everyone. You're welcome. This has been a descent into madness.
But no, I think you made some very good points about
this. I'm glad. And I hope that we helped some child out there with their psychology homework.
And I hope no child listened to this episode because. Yeah.
Because my God, I hope not.
Say fuck.
All right, we did really good work here. I'm really pleased with this meeting. I think it went really well. I think we got a lot done, a lot covered.
Absolutely.
I hope no one's sad that we're switching back to posting just once a week, but we love you and we're here for you every week. And please hang out with us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod. If you have ideas of what you want us to cover this week, it was the ultimate fuck, marry, kill triathlon, quadrathlon, because we did four of them. Triathlon, because there's three options. I don't know. But if you have ideas of what we should cover, please send us an email at imhorrifiedpodcast@gmail.com. And be well, everyone. We hope you are, you know, doing what you can to take care of yourself and each other.
Yeah. And
we're going to keep doing.
Absolutely. Be well. Tweet at us. Happy birthday wishes for Allie, because it was her birthday last
week. Oh, it was my birthday last week. This week.
Tweet at us your favorite things about Al.
Couple days ago, yesterday, I was like, that was years ago. I've been 26 forever. But yes, we love you. I love you, Sam.
I love you, Allie. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday in a couple months.
Yeah.
Coming up. We'll be here before you know it. Hopefully, we'll be out of the chains of quarantine. We'll see.
Fingers crossed.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Be well.
I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production, recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at imhorrifiedpodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at imhorrifiedpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only mini-casts, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/I'm Horrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys!